in a space previously inhabited by 7,000 Czechs, now over 50,000 Jews were gathered. Food was scarce, punishment by beatings or death was the norm. In occupied Poland, most Jews were forced into ghettos, in order to segregate and concentrate the population ahead of their expulsion. In other parts of occupied Europe, Jews were marshaled into transit camps, ahead of their deportation to occupied Poland. The Rasenstadt, often referred to as Terezin, in the modern Czech Republic was set up as camp, to concentrate Jews cleansed from the protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. It then served as a transit camp for European Jews on the way to Auschwitz. Conditions were incredibly harsh. In a space previously inhabited by 7,000 Czechs, now over 50,000 Jews were gathered. Terezin was publicized by the Nazis as a place of high culture. Many artists, musicians and others from the arts were held there prior to deportation. But the camp served as a much more sinister propaganda exercise. Under pressure from the international community, the Nazis permitted the International Red Cross to visit the transit camp in July 1944. An intensive period of deportations took place prior to the visit, and the camp was beautified. Gardens were planted, concerts were held, and a propaganda film was created. The hoax worked, and the International Red Cross were satisfied with the treatment of the prisoners. After the visit, deportations resumed. The arrangements for transit of Jews, and the level of cooperation and collaboration from local non-Jewish populations, varied dramatically from country to country in German-occupied. In France, the collaborationist Vichy government helped organize the deportation of Jews. More than 70,000 people were deported through the Drancy transit camp in the outskirts of Paris. Most of the deported Jews were murdered in the east, however. Over three-quarters of French Jews survived the German occupation. In the Netherlands, over 100,000 Jews were forcibly transported. Most were processed through the Westerbork transit camp. Anne Frank, whose diary has raised awareness of the horrors of the Holocaust for countless millions of people across the world, was held in Westerbork after her family's hiding place was betrayed to the Gestapo. 30,000 Dutch Jews did survive, mostly by being hidden successfully by non-Jewish Dutch citizens. In 1941, portions of the population held strikes in protest at deportation of Jewish people. But this resistance could not be sustained, and the majority of one of Europe's most well-established and stable Jewish populations were exterminated. By contrast, in Belgium, the Jewish population mostly consisted of recent immigrants from Nazi Germany. Many of them quickly involved themselves in resistance activities, and fewer than half were deported to their deaths. Mechelen was the main camp through which Jews were deported, lying at a key railway junction between Brussels and Antwerp. Fazzoli di Carpi was the primary transit camp in Italy. 6,800 of Italy's 45,200 Jews were deported. After the Germans occupied Greece, Jews living in Thessaloniki, the center of Sephardic Jewish life in Europe with over 50,000 Jewish citizens, were systematically moved to a ghetto by the railway station, from where they were deported. Slovakia's collaborationist wartime government eagerly participated in the deportation of its Jewish population, even paying the German regime a fee to remove Slovakian Jews. 80% of Jews in Slovakia were murdered. Sir served as a transit camp for two periods, sending thousands to extermination camps in occupied Poland. Despite its alliance with Nazi Germany and anti-Semitic laws, Hungary's government resisted cooperating with the Nazi's plans for the deportation of Hungarian Jews. It took the German invasion of the country in March 1944 to bridge the removal of Hungary's Jewish population of over 500,000 people. The German leadership ensured that Hungary's Jews were rounded up and transported to camps in occupied Poland with ruthless efficiency. The early 450,000 were forced onto trains, mostly to Auschwitz. Around 2 million people were killed in this way. Almost nobody survived. In late 1941 and early 1942, the Nazis built camps in occupied Poland, whose sole purpose was to kill people on an industrial scale. Belzec, Chaino, Sobibor, and Treblinka camps were built purely to murder hundreds of thousands of people using carbon monoxide gas. They were located in heavily wooded areas, away from population centers, but connected to the railway network. On disembarking the trains, victims were ordered to undress and leave their possessions behind, and were directed to a cleaning area. Any valuables found were expropriated for the Nazi war effort. At Belzec, Sobibor, and Treblinka, they were herded into the gas chamber, into which exhaust from tank engines was pumped. The chamber was left sealed for around half an hour. At Chelmno, people were murdered in gas vents. The bodies were taken to pits where they were burned. Around 2 million people were killed in this way. Almost nobody survived. Two further camps in Poland are usually categorized as extermination camps: Majdanek and Auschwitz-Birkenau. Majdanek was unusual both for its huge size and the fact it lay at the edge of Lublin, close to residential suburbs. Majdanek was primarily a labor and concentration camp, but one where many thousands of Jews were worked to death or shot. Gas chambers were also constructed and used. 78,000 people died at the camp, of whom 58,000 were Jewish. Other camps were built outside occupied Poland by the Nazis and their allies, which murdered hundreds of thousands of people. Mali Trostenets in Belarus, Sujmist in Serbia, Janowska in Ukraine, and Jasenovac in Croatia, operated by the Croatian Ustaše regime, were where many thousands of people were killed.